This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. The Daily Freeman reports that the Environmental Protection Agency released a review of the six-year, $1.7 billion Hudson River cleanup on June 1st, and the agency said it will take decades to get the waterway healthy again. But Catherine McCabe, acting regional administrator for EPA's Region 2, says neither data, science, nor law supports requiring General Electric to do more dredging. Between roughly 1947 and 1977, GE released around 1 million pounds of PCBs into the Hudson River. General Electric removed 2.75 million cubic yards of contaminated sediment from a 40-mile stretch of the Upper Hudson during the six-year cleanup. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand tweeted, quote, "Clean air and water shouldn't be up for debate for New York's families. This decision is awful news for the Capital Region and Hudson Valley," end quote. The report says fish in the river could be safe to eat again once a week in, quote, 55 years or more, end quote, although river data collected by the EPA during the last year are, quote, not sufficient, end quote, to project that timetable more precisely. The Daily Freeman reports. Diane Valden reports in the Columbia paper that strawberry picking resumes in a few weeks at Ancramdale's Thompson Finch Farm and may continue for years to come, thanks to a deal with the Columbia Land Conservancy. Donald and Marnie McLean, who have farmed the land for 35 years, were about to lose the property, but the couple took out a short-term loan of $1.5 million from Equity Trust for the land and made a deal with the Columbia Land Conservancy to help pay the loan back. The McLean's Equity Trust and CLC formed the Thompson Finch Farm Collaborative, and the CLC will ultimately own the land, not the McLean's, with the Dutchess Land Conservancy holding the conservation easement. Quote, "We wanted to do it differently. We did not want to own the land only to sell it later. We wanted to save it in perpetuity for other farmers who want to farm in Columbia County," end quote, said Marnie McLean. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Matthew Hamilton reports in the Albany Times-Union that Jeffrey Beals, an Ulster County high school teacher and former U.S. diplomat, filed paperwork earlier this month to seek the 19th district seat now held by Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook. Antonio Delgado of Dutchess County, Brian Flynn of Greene County, Stephen Brissee of Ulster County, Gareth Rhodes of Ulster County, and Sue Sullivan of Ulster County have also filed paperwork to run in the Hudson Valley District that covers 11 counties, including Greene, Columbia, Ulster, Dutchess, and others. Ulster County Executive Mike Hine says he will announce whether or not he's running in July. Beals teaches history and civics at the Woodstock Day School and used to be a U.S. diplomat in Iraq. Quote, "I grew up as part of a generation that believes democracy is something you fight for overseas," Beals said. Quote, "I've come to believe increasingly that it's something you have to defend here at home. It's arguably even more important to defend it here at home," end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Rick Carlin reports in the Albany Times-Union that Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple showed off the county's new DJI Inspire 1 radio-controlled drone at Thatcher State Park May 31st. That's a common drone among hobbyists at less than $2,000. But Apple explained the sheriff's office has specialized chemical sensors, high-resolution or infrared cameras, and other add-ons for police work. No weapons, though, just surveillance from this drone. Apple spoke about the rights of the surveilled. Quote, "Case law is going to determine that down the road," Apple said. Quote, "There are a lot of legal grounds that will have to be tested in years to come," end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXE News Update.